Yeah. From last year was I did go a lot deeper this time, but I didn't really see anything, but just little flashes of stuff mm-hmm. here and there. So it wasn't, there was no, continuity to it. It just was just little snippets of stuff mm-hmm. here and there. So.
I was Oriental and I was teaching in an orphanage and
I was
female mm-hmm. and most of the kids, anyway, it was an orphanage and they were young and I was teaching.
Okay. Is this a life you've been to before?
No.
What time period?
I don't know. I was so concerned with the kids, I didn't pay attention to the dress or the...
What was it, Oriental or Caucasian or what?
Oh, it was Oriental.
Was it? Okay. Were you a man or a woman?
I was a woman.
Okay.
I didn't think I was going to get anything. I felt like I couldn't descend at first, and then all of a sudden at the last part there, I was in a town or something, and it looked like adobe buildings or what have you, and then all of a sudden I was in a more of a city with brick buildings. The year was 1728, and then I was on a river, and there was a bridge going across the river, and I got my name right at the tail end as Nathaniel, and I think it's related to the last time. The only other time I've ever done regression is when you done it. The last time yeah. I did it, I was around that same time period, I think. Really? And I get the feeling that maybe I was a soldier, but I don't know this time or not. And there was people in the city, in the brick city buildings, but nobody, I didn't stop to recognize anybody. It all seemed to come really fast, and I was actually kind of annoyed that you decided to bring us back. I was like, oh, I'm just starting to get it, you know. Kind of, that's at least that's sort of the feeling I have. But that's all I got.
Interesting, you got the exact year though, 17. Did you get him?
Well, I don't know if that was the exact year, but I know the last time it was the early 1700s last time, and I was a soldier.
Did you get the impression you lived to fight the Civil War or Revolutionary War or not?
I did. I've both times. But it doesn't seem right. 1728 is pretty early.
Well, maybe it fought in some other wars, and it just...
Maybe it was the French and Indian yeah. War. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but I had a hard time going under, and then all of a sudden it all came fast and furious, and then you go, okay, we're going to wake up. And I'm like, what?
Okay.
So,
I was getting off of a boat, and there were bullets flying around. I was a young male, about 17, and I had sort of ran away from home to join the war, and I think it was World War I, and I was killed real young, first off.
Yeah. I'm kind of like Casey. I'm never sure if it's just my imaginings or not, but what I got was that it was 1890. My name was Josephine, and I was, I don't know, somewhere in the prairie.
Okay. I was, at least what I saw, was in a family of potato farmers in Ireland. And I was a male. And I guess my middle teens. And we were poor as church mice. Except we were very happy, and the name Henry, but I don't know if that's true or not, but I could just see the hard work that was put in by the family.
So there's no kings or queens today?
Nobody was Moses or anybody.
Tribe.
Okay, let's do.
Oh wait,
I was the one taking you back. So, okay, Susan, why don't you bring your chair over here? Let's find out what the life was you couldn't remember. Okay, Susan, listen to my voice. I'm going to count to 10, and you're going to be back to where you were a few minutes ago, when you're in that deep state of relaxation. One, two, three, you're going back. Four, very relaxed. Five, very relaxed. Listening to my voice, concentrating on it. Six, seven, very relaxed. You're going back. Eight, nine, 10, you're back to where you were before. Very deep state of relaxation. You see it all clearly now. Where are you?
Desert.
What desert?
Australia.
What's your name?
Poppy.
What is it?
Poppy.
Poppy? How old are you?
12.
12? What do your parents do?
Hunt.
What color is your skin?
Black.
Are you an Aborigine?
Yes.
How far back in time is this? What time period? Do you have any idea of time in this life?
No.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to count to three again, and you're going back to the life before this. One, two, three. You're going back to another life. Where are you?
Africa.
Okay, we're going, you're moving either forward or backward in time. One, you can go either direction. Going forward or backward, and you're going to another life. One, two, three. You know who you are now. You're in another lifetime. What is your name?
Helen.
What year is it?
12:30.
That's the time, 12:30?
It's the year.
Oh, 1230. Where are you at?
Some sort of a stone building.
What country?
Denmark.
What is your name?
Helen.
Oh, Helen. Okay. And what? Do you live with your parents or someone else?
I feel like I was sent there.
You feel?
Like I'm from somewhere else.
How old are you?
24.
And you're from somewhere else?
Mm-hmm. Maybe England.
What do you do for a living?
Like a governess.
Are you fairly wealthy?
I have a velvet dress.
What?
A velvet dress.
You have a velvet dress?
Mm-hmm.
Why were you sent there? Is it something to do with diplomacy?
The governess. I'm not married.
Okay.
Taking care of a little boy with blonde hair and curls.
Okay, going back to another life. You told me before you lived in an early Mormon period. I'm going to count to three, and you're going back to that life. One, two, three. What year are you in now?
1832.
What's the year?
1832.
Where are you at?
Ohio, maybe.
What?
Maybe Ohio.
What is your name?
Zena.
What is it?
Zena.
Zena?